Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Happy weekend, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Here are the logistics, if you want, the rules of engagement, if you want to engage with the program. It's pretty simple. You can text the word Mike and your message to our text line, 33103. 33103. Just text the word Mike and whatever message you want to send me, questions, comments, whatever it might be. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and there you'll find all the social media icons so that you can follow us on social media. You can stream us live there wherever you are, so you can do that at theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. It's a bizarre weekend. It's an Orwellian weekend. Let me tell you just how bizarre it is. I want to get to the Federal Reserve, which is going to jack up interest rates. Holy cow. We have a little battle going between the President of the United States, who says that his increased spending is not going to cause inflation, and the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, who is saying, you know what, I'm going to have to double down because things are even worse than I thought it was. Isn't that fantastic? But to give you a little perspective of just how crazy things are in the world right now, tomato flu. Are you ready for that? It has prompted health officials in India. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, well, you know, India's halfway around the world. In fact, it's next to the aptly named Indian Ocean. And since it's way over there, it's not going to come here. Okay, well, let's see. COVID, SARS-CoV-2, escaped from, at least my belief, is that SARS-CoV-2 escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, and somehow that made its way here. Somehow, let's see, the Spanish flu pandemic occurred from soldiers coming back from World War I. Imagine how that happened. So think about 1914, 1915, 1918, and how limited air travel or even worldwide travel was then. And now think about it today. I can get on a plane right here in little old Denver, Colorado, little cow town of Denver, Colorado, and I can fly halfway around the world from Denver, Colorado. Tomato flu. It has prompted health officials in India to issue their first warning to parents, along with prevention guidance. Doctors say that its symptoms cross over with many other diseases, including flu and the COVID. It's been branded the tomato flu. Got your flu shot yet? I'm thinking about walking into a CVS or a Walgreens or, I don't know, a Publix, wherever you might find a pharmacy. And I'm going to go in and say, hey, you got that tomato flu vaccine? I dare you to try it. You're going to go buy groceries this week, and you're going to go do something. And I want you to walk back to the back of the store where the pharmacist is, stand in line for a little bit, and just say, hey, I was listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and he's really, really worried about the tomato flu because it's spreading in India, so it's going to get here quickly. And I know it's maybe a little early for our flu shots, but can I get in line now or sign up for the tomato flu vaccine? Now, what's the world population? I keep forgetting what the world population is. World population, population. 7.7 billion. Now, let's just round it up. May I round it up, please, to 8 billion people. All right. Get your little calculators out and do this calculation. More than 100 children across India have been infected since the first case was noted way back on May 6. Now, some 82 children under the age of 5 have been reported to have this in some southern state in India, and now a further 26 cases have been reported in rugrats as old as 9 in the state of Odisha in India. So we have what? We've got about, what would you say that is? Well, it's more than 100. When you start counting them all up, more than 100. So somebody divide 100 into, let's just round it up to 8 billion. Or I don't know if you want to be conservative, let's just say 7 billion. And we now have 100 kids in India that have the tomato flu. This is never going to stop. And I'm kind of serious about that. In some ways, I mean, it's fun to joke about the tomato flu. I'm afraid I've got the cucumber flu. And I don't know what you have, but I got the cucumber flu. I got the cucumber flu. So I don't know what you have, but we got the tomato flu in India. I'm spreading the cucumber flu in Colorado. So I'd like to know what flu you're spreading around, you know, your part of the world. But in all seriousness, it's never going to stop. And it's never going to stop for this very simple reason. We have lived for way too long in a society where we are germophobic. You can go back to the CVS. You can go to your grocery store. You can go to the Walmart. You can go anywhere. And you can find all sorts of wipes that, or even post-COVID. I still get a kick out of post-COVID, although I find it more convenient. That I was in a restaurant last night, a little Italian place. And I go in the restroom, and I get ready to wash my hands, and I realize, oh, there's a hand sanitizer dispenser right there. Much easier than washing your hands, right? So I did what billions of people around the world do. I took the hand sanitizer, and I rammed it around my hands, and now my hands are completely sanitizing, completely free of germs. But we live in a world where we don't want our kids to get dirty. We don't want our kids to play in the dirt. We don't want them to play out in the grass. We don't want them to pick up bugs. We don't want them to do anything. And I don't mean bugs like a flu. I mean bugs like a little critter running around on the ground. And so because we live in this germophobic society where everything has to be sterile, are we surprised that there's tomato flu somewhere in India and it's somehow going to get around to us? Of course it's going to eventually get to us. Do you know how it is? Because in India, some rugrat's father is going to go on a business trip somewhere. The rugrat's got tomato flu in India. He's going to get on a plane, and he's going to fly from, you know, New Delhi to London. And he's going to go about his business in London. And he's going to be spreading the tomato flu around. He's unbeknownst to him, because he doesn't have any symptoms. And then all the people in London, and maybe they came there for a conference. And then they're going to go to Heathrow, which, you know, I think there's like 5 flights a day out of Heathrow now because airlines are crashing. And those 5 people are going to fly out to all 5 corners of the earth because there's 5 of them. And they're going to spread the tomato flu. And pretty soon one's going to land in Newark, one's going to land at JFK, or one's going to land at LAX, or one's going to land at Denver International. And the next thing you know, tomato flu is going to be spreading around everywhere. So let Dr. Michael give you the warnings to look for. Now, here are the symptoms. Now, I read the symptoms, and except for the little rashes that I guess look like tomatoes, I don't know, I think I have some of these symptoms. Fatigue. Man, I'm just tired as a dog today. Nausea. Well, no nausea yet, but could at any moment. Vomiting. Some of you are vomiting right now. You're listening to this program, and you're vomiting. Diarrhea. Somebody listening somewhere has got the diarrhea. You got the runs. Okay. Now fever. I don't think I have a fever, but you never know. That's the other thing we're doing now. Everybody's bought thermometers because of SARS-CoV-2. So check your fever right now. Dehydration, swelling of joints, body aches. I've always got body aches and rashes. Well, let's see. I could honestly say, let's see. Fatigue, probably a little dehydration. And body aches. So I'm not going to tell you about my rashes. So I've got, you know, three of the nine. So I have a third of the symptoms. I might be coming down with the tomato flu. You might, you know, you may be, you ate something bad last night, so you got vomiting and diarrhea. So you're tired, you're nauseated, you're throwing up, you got the runs, and because you have all of those things, you probably you have dehydration, and now your body aches. You've got seven of the nine symptoms of tomato flu. I'd suggest you just lock your doors, duct tape your windows, and not go outside for a week, because you might be the cause of the spread of tomato flu. In all seriousness. No, well, yes, in all seriousness. I do think a lot of these things are around to stay. And what we ought to do is we ought to quit this irrational fear of germs. And maybe we ought to get, I mean, I don't want anybody to get on their deathbed. I don't want anybody to get so sick they can't go to work. I don't want you so sick that you can't listen to The Weeknd with Michael Brown. But maybe, you know, a few aches and pains, maybe a little stomach ache, maybe a little diarrhea occasionally. I mean, you know, I'm just saying that perhaps if we weren't so germophobic and we didn't sterilize everything that we do, maybe, just maybe our bodies would develop better immune systems and we wouldn't be worried about the tomato flu. Oh, you're not worried about it? Mark my words. You will eventually hear about this in the national news somewhere in the continental United States between now and next weekend. The tomato flu. Watch out for the tomato flu, because you never know when it's going to come and get you. Speaking of tomato flu, you know, Dr. Tony Fauci of the National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, the NIAID at the National Institute of Health, which is a part of the CDC. Don't you love that bureaucratic? Think about that bureaucratic chart right there. He works for the Centers for Disease Control, which oversees the National Institute of Health, which oversees the NIAID, the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. And then somewhere down there is Dr. Fauci. It's a great bureaucracy. He announced his retirement at the end of the year. And when he did, he announced that there were, he didn't cause any lockdowns. He didn't do any lockdowns. Well, stay tuned, because we have the receipts. Yeah, Dr. Fauci can deny it all he wants, but we have the receipts. Hey, it's The Weeknd with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103, Mike to 33103, and go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to stream us live and to follow me on social media. Dr. Fauci and the receipts about him lying coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. Welcome to the weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Not even lying about that. Really am. Text the word Mike to 33103 if you want to send me a message. Real easy to do. You take your little phone out, and you get to your message service. You know, if you got an iPhone, and who doesn't? If you got an iPhone, you go to your iMessages, and the phone number you're going to text to is 33103, 33103. And then the keyword is Mike. So you type the word Mike, and then you send me a message. Real easy. We made it really simple for all you goobers all across the country to send me a text message. And you'll get a response that says, we read all of your messages, and we've got it set up so you'll get that. You're supposed to get that automatic reply just once a week. But I have no guarantees. I have no guarantees whatsoever. So Dr. Fauci has announced that he's going to retire after, I don't know, four, five, six, I don't know, a century and a half, whatever it is. He's, what, 187 years old? And he's going to have I think his pension, if I recall correctly. Now, I don't begrudge him this. Don't get me wrong. I'm not begrudging him this. I'm only using it as a point of reference for all of you who have worked, and I'm not sure how many people do this anymore, but have worked for the same place, like my dad did. My dad worked in the same place before he graduated from high school. He and two buddies of his started a little commercial printing shop. And he worked there until he retired, and then after he retired, he continued to work there, part-time, because he just, you know, like most men, just has to have something to do all the time. So he worked there for like 40-plus years. Now, I don't know if any of you have done that. I'd be curious. In fact, if you have, text the word Mike to 33103 and tell me where you worked and how long you worked there. Dr. Fauci worked for the federal government for 40-plus years. Now, today, he hasn't retired yet, but today he is still the highest-paid bureaucrat in the entire federal government. He makes more than the President of the United States of America. Let's see if I can pull up his salary real quick. Dr. Fauci, the President of the United States makes $400,000 a year. Dr. Fauci makes $417,608 a year. Hate to drop that $2 there. $417,608. Now, he obviously didn't make that when he started 40-plus years ago. But after 40-plus years, his pension will pay him approximately, I'm sorry, let me rephrase this. The taxpayers will pay him, meaning you and me. Well, not them. Those goobers over there don't pay any taxes. But us tax-paying goobers will pay him more than $300,000 a year. Now, I don't begrudge him that because he's been there that long. If you worked someplace for 40 years, I'm sure you did not get a pension of $318,000 a year. But what bugs me about Dr. Fauci is his claim on the heels of his retirement announcement. He goes around and he does all these interviews. He makes the rounds of all the cable shows. And I think he's doing so because he's trying to establish his so-called legacy, and he's trying to make sure that we all understand that, you know, he was the great guy and he didn't shut anything down.
Do you regret particularly the last one, the shutdown, the sweeping shutdown that some yes. said made things worse?
No, I don't, Neil. And in fact, I think we need to make sure that your listeners understand I didn't shut down anything.
Oh, here we go.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And the only way to do that is by draconian means of essentially shutting down the country. We know that we can do that if we shut down.
Well, I think one of the things you really need to do, to the extent that you can shut down temporarily the country, I think is important.
Well, if I knew at the time that shutting down would have such a dramatic effect on controlling the spread, obviously we would have shut down earlier. There were those who say you shut down your destructive things by disrupting the economy. And others say, well, if you save so many infections by shutting down, why didn't you shut down 2 weeks earlier?
But I don't regret saying that the only way we could have really stopped the explosion of infection was by essentially, when I say shutting down, I mean essentially having the physical separation and the kinds of recommendations that we've made.
You've been a big fan of Cuomo and the shutdown in New York. You've lauded New York for their policy. New York had the highest death rate in the world. How can we possibly be jumping up and down and saying, oh, Governor Cuomo did a great job? He had the worst death rate in the world.
No, you misconstrued that, Senator.
Isn't it wonderful? Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Yeah. Trying to reestablish your legacy. That is exactly what Dr. Fauci is doing. So I say, bye-bye, enjoy your retirement, and while you're out enjoying your retirement, just don't come back. And to the next president, whoever that is, don't hire a Dr. Fauci. No more shutdowns. They do not work. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103, and I'll be right back.
I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with the carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is senior day where seniors 60 and older get in free, and you can enjoy the enduro racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free. And there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free. And we'll feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
At Shafter Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shafter Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shafter Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shafter Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I sincerely appreciate you tuning in. You can text the word Mike. These are the rules of engagement. You text the word Mike to 33103, and you can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com where you can follow me on social media. And I would encourage you to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you do follow me on Facebook, there's a little private group there called Michael Brown Unplugged. that you can joy, you can enjoy it. You can join it, and you can post memes and comments and things up there in that little private group. So follow me on Facebook. It's at Michael D. Brown. So the President of the United States, God bless him, I swear, I think about, and this has nothing to do with partisan politics. I don't know how to explain this or how to be any more sincere than to say I really don't mean this in a partisan way. But for any of you who have had elderly parents that as they get older, you know, they become forgetful and they become, you know, some develop dementia. Some unfortunately develop Alzheimer's. But you, as you get older, you just tend to kind of forget things. And then the things that you do remember, those really old memories that come to the kind of the to the frontal lobe, and that's what you think about, that's what this president is doing. So that's why he's always talking about, you know, his days when, you know, his dad would tell him, Joey, you know, when you grow up, and, you know, and Joey, I'm growing up here in Scranton, to, you know, a tough Scrabble town, and you know, I got to be a tough guy, and I like, you know, you want to touch my wrinkly hair on my legs kind of thing. Oh, it's just, I mean, it's pathetic. It's also scary when you think about that both our friends and our allies are looking at this guy and realizing that, you know, he just is not with it. And it should scare us from just a pure national security point of view. But it also scares me, setting aside the physiological aspects of it, the aspects that he has been pulled, willingly pulled. He's sitting in a little red wagon, one of those little red, you know, what were they called, something flyer wagons. So a little red wagon, I think you can still buy them somewhere for your kids, and all of these kind of Marxist, far-left, progressive people are taking that little red wagon, and they're pulling him way to the left. And they're adopting policies that, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that Senator Elizabeth Warren, that self-avowed socialist Bernie Sanders all advocate, things like modern monetary theory, which is basically just print all the money you need. And my God, that's what we're doing. Karine Jean-Pierre, or as I call her, Karine Abdul-Jabbar. Karine Abdul-Jabbar was at a White House gaggle recently, and she said this.
Ambassador Rice spoke to this yesterday. I know this question was asked of her. And so just a couple of things before I get to that piece.
Yeah. She's busily thumbing through her spiral notebook looking for an answer to a question. The White House press secretary, I know, has to adhere to what are called SAPs, Statement of Administration Positions. But you ought to be able to answer a question about the economy without trying to find the answer about the economy, because the answer ought to be, as you hear...
You know, the president's record on fiscal responsibility is second to none.
in case many of you are hard of hearing, or you've got a little dementia yourself, or you're busy doing something else and you miss that, or you find it unbelievable, may I repeat it for you, please? The White House press secretary, Karine Abdul-Jabbar, says
the president's record on fiscal responsibility is second to none. And last year alone, you've heard us talk about this because this is incredibly important. He achieved $350 billion in deficit reduction.
Now, keep that number in mind. He achieved $350 billion in deficit reduction. Now, I don't think she says this, but that's over a 10-year period. So let me see. Let me do my math. Let me see if I can do these high mathematics in my head. $350 billion divided by 10, I think, is $3.5 billion a year. So he's reduced the deficit, which means the annual amount that we overspend beyond our means, he's reduced that by $3.5 billion. It doesn't mean it went away. It doesn't mean that our deficit went away. We still spend more than we take in. But he reduced that delta between what we bring in and what we spend. He reduced it by $3.5 billion. Well, hallelujah. I mean, pass the beer. whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop-de-doo.
And this year, it's projected by the end of the fiscal year to be at $1.7 trillion deficit reduction. This is
which is still, just so you know, even if it's $1.7 trillion, that's still over 10 years. They never say that, but that's what it is. Over 7 years, we're still spending more than we bring in. We're spending a lot more.
Historic. What we're talking about here is historic numbers because of the
historic numbers.
Work that this president has done when it
because of the work this president has done. Historic numbers because of the work that this president has done. So the market yesterday, I don't know what the percentage is, but the market yesterday lost, I think, 1,008 points. The market the day before, which would be on Thursday, the market lost like 600 points. Now, I quite frankly don't remember what it is, what the market lost earlier in the week. But we're truly in bear territory. But don't you worry. The president's at a rally.
Guess what? You hear Republicans always talk about the deficit, right? About big spending Democrats. Well, guess what?
Guess what? Listen closely. Because he admits the truth here. Listen closely.
When the last guy was president, he increased the debt by $2 trillion in tax cuts. Not a penny of it paid for, okay? Well, guess what we did? We've reduced the deficit. The Inflation Reduction Act lowers the deficit by $300 billion over the next 10 years.
Over the next 10 years, we're going to reduce the deficit by $300 billion. Okay, $3 billion a year in a $4-plus trillion budget, and we're spending way beyond $4 trillion per year. I'd like to say, I can't say it on air, but I'd like to say BFD. Yeah, just BFD, because it doesn't do squat. So why did the markets yesterday really just say, okay, we're coming up on the Labor Day weekend, let's get the hell out of here? Because Jerome Powell was in, I think he was in, he wasn't in Aspen, he was... I forget where he was. He was out west. He was out here somewhere. You know, he was up in a high altitude, so maybe he was just suffering from oxygen deprivation. But Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, had this to say.
We are now about halfway through the intermeeting period. Our decision at the September meeting will depend on the totality of the incoming data and the evolving outlook. At some point, as the stance of monetary policy tightens further, it likely will become appropriate to slow the pace of increases. Restoring price stability will likely require maintaining a restrictive policy stance for some time.
Will require a restrictive policy stance for some time. Now, if you're not a goober that's educated in this, in the language of the Federal Reserve, a restrictive policy stance means... We got this guy over here in the White House. Now, the Federal Reserve is just slightly, it's just a few blocks west of where the White House is. And so they're just, these two guys are just a few blocks apart. Oh, he was in, I think he was in Jackson Hole. So actually they were further apart. I don't know where Biden was. But their offices are just a few blocks apart. So the guy on the east end, the White House, Biden, is spending trillions of dollars that we don't have. The guy over on the other side of the block is going, holy feces, Batman, we're going to have to impose to restore price stability in order to bring inflation down to a normal range of, you know, maybe 2 or 3% a year instead of the, you know, 9%+ a year that we're engaged in. That's going to require a more restrictive policy stance for some time, meaning higher and higher interest rates for longer than we expected. And what he's really saying to the White House is, because they're supposed to be independent of each other, but they have a way of talking in D.C., and this is a way of telling the president, hey, bucko, you keep spending like this, we're going to keep jacking up interest rates.
The historical record cautions strongly against prematurely loosening policy. Committee participants' most recent individual projections from the June SEP showed the median federal funds rate running slightly below 4% through the end of 2023.
We're going to have to keep doing this, he's saying. We're going to have to keep doing it. It's going to last longer than anybody wanted. He continued.
Inflation is running well above 2%, and high inflation has continued to spread through the economy.
I like that. So inflation is at 2%, but high inflation, so I guess we have two categories of inflation now. We have the standard inflation that's out there that you would expect in a growing economy of around 2%. But guess what? We have extra inflation. We have high inflation.
While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down. So, we are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
That's going to be painful. Painful. I purchased a new Jeep Grand Cherokee back in January. I use it for my dogmobile to haul Greta the Leonberger around. And I was fortunate to get a 0% interest rate. Now, when they came to me and said, hey, we have a program here, and because of your credit score, we can offer you a 0% interest rate, because I knew what was coming down the pike, I mean, that's free money. That's Chrysler Jeep Corp. That's Chrysler Jeep Financial, whatever it is, corporation saying to me, hey, we'll give you some money. If you'll just pay us back, no interest. You take this Jeep, and we'll give you free money. And do you want to pay it back in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years? Now, because I know that I'm going to drive this Jeep probably until it falls apart, so I said, sure, give it to me for 6 years. Now, I would never do that for the standard car loan. But 0%? I say that because, now I'm not giving financial advice, but if you were to, for example, decide that you want to buy a car, you might want to do it now. Any loan, I mean, I know it's higher now than it has been, but having lived through the Carter years, where my wife and I actually had a 21% mortgage, you might want to do something now rather than later. My 0% loan, I'm sure Chrysler Corporation at this point is, or Chrysler Jeep, whoever it is, say, hey, call that goober back. Tell him we want to charge him 15% for that loan. No, sorry, buckos, you've already signed the note. Inflation is going to get worse. Why? Well, stay tuned. Don't let me tell you why. Let the politicians tell you why inflation is going to get worse. Hang tight. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready, or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Let's head back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Mike to 33103. Yeah, I did my math wrong. Text messages from Goober number 7272. Mike, $350 billion divided by 10 is 35, not 3.5. Yeah, I told you I'm not good at math. $35 billion a year. My point remains the same, though. It's still $35 billion in a... You see, I think sometimes we... Here's what happens with budget numbers. If you don't understand, and I'm not saying none of you do, because I think all of you goobers do understand this, but the average goober on the street, if you say, hey, I got $35 billion over here, but I only have $4 trillion, which do you want? Oh, well, 35 is more than 4, so yeah, I want the $35 billion. Because we don't understand the difference between $1 billion and $1 trillion. So it's still not enough to cover the deficit. The budget deficit, that which we spend every year beyond what we take in, now that deficit eventually becomes a part of the debt. And the national debt, which is in the trillions of dollars, like $30 trillion or something, I forget what the number is, but it's way up there. Way up. It's so up there. It's, well, we need NASA to get a Voyager to get us up there to find out what it is. But when I talk about spending, and an eye-popping analysis done by Penn Wharton School of Business says this. Now, this is the University of Pennsylvania. This is the Wharton School of Business. President Biden's new student loan forgiveness plan includes three major components. We estimate that debt cancellation alone, now you think, I know many people think, well, debt cancellation, that means the debt just goes away. No, it does not. For example, if if someone loans me $1,000, they've given me $1,000 and I've promised to pay it back. If they then sell my note to somebody else, say at, you know, 75 cents on the dollar, so they sell the note to somebody else for $750, they now have a note that has a face value of $1,000 that they paid $750 for. And then suddenly the president comes along and says, Michael Brown doesn't have to pay that debt anymore. The debt just doesn't disappear. Somebody has to cover those costs when it comes from the taxpayers. So when I tell you that they estimate the debt cancellation, that means somebody else has to pay for that. It's a wealth redistribution program. They estimate that will cost up to $519 billion, with about 75% of the benefit accruing to households making $88,000 or less. Loan forbearance will cost another $16 billion. The new income-driven repayment program will cost another $70 billion, increasing the total plan cost to about $605 billion under strict static assumptions. However, depending on future program details be released and potential behavioral changes, the total plan cost could exceed $1 trillion. $1 trillion is an enormous sum of money. It's more than $6,000 per taxpayer. So who are those taxpayers? Who pays the taxes? Who are those people? Well, there are, according to the Tax Foundation, there are about 148 million tax returns filed as of 2019. 148 million tax returns. So 148 million taxpayers are going to pay through increased taxes, increased interest rates, higher inflation. We're all going to pay for it. But it's specifically those 148 million taxpayers are going to pay the bulk of it. The top 50%, of taxpayers, here's how it breaks down. The top 1%, the top 50%, the top 50% of taxpayers paid 97% of all individual income taxes. See you on the other side.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. New government documents offer a more detailed description of those records that were confiscated by the FBI from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. We get more details from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
According to an unsealed, partially redacted FBI affidavit, 14 of the 15 boxes recovered from Mar-a-Lago in January contained documents with classification markings, including at the top secret level. The affidavit explains the Justice Department's justification for this month's search of the former president's Florida property. Donald Trump issued a statement criticizing the U.S. magistrate judge who approved the FBI search. He also accused the Justice Department of engaging in public relations subterfuge. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Student loans have been the hot topic of discussion this week, but which states have the most and which have the fewest?
As the Biden administration moves forward with a plan to forgive billions of dollars worth of student loan debt, WalletHub set out to find which states owed the most and which owed the least. Surprisingly, California, even with its extremely high cost of living, was among the states with the lowest student debt. Washington and Utah were also among those with the lowest amount. West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and South Dakota were near the top of states with the most student debt. Hawaii claims the top spot. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Alfredo Ortiz with the Job Creators Network, that's a group that promotes small businesses, says the president's student loan forgiveness plan is typical of the administration's workarounds.
This kind of overreach is literally now the modus operandi, right, the standard operating procedure for this Biden administration.
In a statement, the Job Creators Network calls the Biden plan unfair to Americans who never attended college, as well as those who did but made sacrifices to pay off their loans. More at townhall.com.
It's no secret, America. We've been let down. Inflation is taking its toll in the grocery stores, the products we buy, and the pain of every visit to the gas pump. At Upside, we're fighting back with our free app that pays you back serious money on every tank of gas or diesel, up to 25 cents per gallon, just for using the Upside app, no strings attached. Upside users have already been paid back a total of more than $250 million. With inflation and the soaring price of gas, it's easy to feel like you're losing control. But with Upside's free app, you can start putting money back in your wallet with every gallon. Whenever you want, cash out with PayPal, an e-gift card, or transfer the money directly into your bank account. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an additional 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first fill-up. That's promo code S-A-L-E-M. Remember, use promo code SALEM when you download the free Upside app and get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank of gas. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
New poll shows most Americans still distrust the media when it comes to political news. The latest Rasmussen Report survey on the media finds most voters believe so-called fake news is a serious problem. 62% say the problem is actually getting worse instead of better. Representative Myra Flores, the first ever Mexican-born woman to become a member of the U.S. House, credits Republican leadership for investing in outreach to the Hispanic community in South Texas.
It's because of them that we've been able to spread the message across the district, both in Spanish and English, because a lot of people here in the district don't know how to speak English. So it's important that we get that message, because if we don't, they will.
That is Congresswoman Flores, who is part of what some observers predict will be a turning of Hispanics to the Republican Party. She says that the Hispanic community in South Texas shares the Republican Party's conservative views on faith and family. More from townhall.com. Clashes broke out early today between rival militias in Libya's capital, killing at least one civilian and wounding five others. Here's the BBC's Sebastian Usher.
Blackened buildings and cars in the center of Tripoli reveal the ferocity of the fighting overnight. Residents say the sounds of battle were deafening and reawakened fears of a violence that scarred the Libyan capital and much of the rest of the country for many years. The current political standoff emerged after UN-sponsored efforts to hold elections last year came to nothing. The internationally recognised Prime Minister Abdelhamid Al-Dabeiba continues to preside over a government in Tripoli, but a rival administration has again risen in the east.
That's BBC's Sebastian Usher. Russian forces today fired missiles and artillery on Ukrainian-held areas across the river from Europe's largest nuclear power plant. That's raising concerns about the safety of the Russian-controlled plant. It was temporarily knocked offline. More details at townhall.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, all you goobers. Welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I genuinely, sincerely appreciate you tuning in on the weekend and engaging with me on the program. It's really easy to participate. You simply text the word Mike to 33103. You just type in the word, you type in the phone number, 33103, and you start your text message with the word Mike, and then you tell me whatever you want to tell me or ask me any questions. And you'll get a response that says that we read every text message. And then some requirements, you know, about text message data rates, blah, 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 whatever it is. You can just ignore that. And we have it set up where you should only receive that once a week, but there's no guarantees that that's actually how the algorithm works, so you may get that several times, but it is what it is. Nonetheless, we do read all the text, or I do read all the text messages. I read them personally. This hour, maybe after I do this next story, I want to go back for a moment to the student loan debt cancellation. Because at the end of the hour, it just dawned on me. It was like, duh. Sometimes we forget. You know, we always hear about who should pay their fair share of taxes, right? And I've asked people on every side of the aisle, far left, far right, down the middle, apolitical, I've asked every goober you can possibly imagine, what is someone's fair share? What is it? And I can never, most of the time, it comes out with, I want them to pay their fair share. I understand you want them to pay their fair share. What is that? If I truly make $1 million a year after all my expenses, after all my capital investments in my business, after everything I spend money on to make $1 million, I actually have $1 million in profit, what's the fair share of that? Is it 10%? Is it 50%? Is it 90%? What is it? And I would say 99.9% of the time, people can't give me an answer what the fair share is. So what I want to come to, maybe in the next segment, is give you a breakdown, because I was looking at the Tax Foundation numbers, about who pays what in this country in terms of taxes. And I know numbers are hard to do on the radio, but I'll try to make it interesting, right? I'll try to make it interesting for you. But before we get to that, you know, the big news of the week was that on Friday at noon, they released this redacted, what's called the probable cause affidavit, that is attached to the request for a search warrant. Here's how this works in any criminal matter. And obviously they have made this a criminal matter. a law enforcement officer, in this case an FBI special agent, fills out, and in this case it is a 38-page document. So he files a 38-page affidavit that explains to the federal magistrate judge, I want to search these premises. And the premises happen to be at, they specified the address, 1100 South Ocean Boulevard, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480. Here and after the premises. It's a residence and a club known as Mar-a-Lago. It's the president's personal residence. It's the former it's former President Trump's. In fact, they refer to him in this as the F-POTUS. No, not the F word, former, the former president of the United States. So this probable cause affidavit, as in any affidavit in which you're asking for a search warrant, you have to spell out why there is probable cause to believe that a crime has been committed and that the evidence of that crime can be found in the specific pieces of evidence that you're looking for that prove that that crime probably occurred can be found at this specific residence and within that residence in these specific places. You have to specify under the Fourth Amendment the essence of where the evidence is located, what the evidence is, and the reason you believe it is there, and to describe the evidence also. So that's what this document is right here. It's the probable cause affidavit. I read through the entire thing. 38 pages. By the time you take out, for example, I'm looking at pages 38 and 39 right now. Pages 38 and 39 are in essence, well, so are pages, well, they're all. This is page, no, I take it back. This is page 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, are all redacted out with the exception of paragraph number 39. On or about May 6, 2021, the National Archives and Records Administration made a request for the missing PRA, Presidential Record Administration records, and continued to make requests until approximately late December 2021, when the National Archives and Records Agency was informed that 12 boxes were found and ready for retrieval of the premises. And then it goes blank. Talks about the 15 boxes, talks about this, talks about that. But it doesn't really tell you anything other than we think these classified documents are at Mar-a-Lago. So they raid the premises. Now, I think they've stepped into some big doo-doo doing that. The President of the United States has the ultimate, he cannot be questioned. It's like presidential pardons. A president can pardon anyone for any reason, and he can pardon anyone for no reason. He can even pardon someone for crimes that they haven't even been proven to have committed yet. You can go to if you can get through the pardon process, and you can finally get a president to look at your pardon request, I can allege that I think next year I'm going to be charged with X. And I'd like to be pardoned in advance for that. The president could do that if he wanted to. It's the same with the classification authority. A president can decide that anything he has, a document, an email, one of those pink slips, orange slips, about a phone call that used to exist, a sticky pad, a sticky note, whatever. He gets to decide, even if it's marked SCI, Special Compartmentalized Information, the highest of classifications, or even NDI, National Defense Intelligence, he can declassify any of that. When he moved from the White House on January 20th, 2021, he didn't pack up everything. During the course of his presidency, which is true of any presidency, He may take classified documents in a binder up to the residence in the East Wing and read those documents, and he can leave those on his side table, and there's nothing illegal about that. So let's say that over the course of several years, Trump took things up to the East Wing to read, and they were in the East Wing, and when the General Services Administration began to box up to move that president, the former President Trump, from the White House to Mar-a-Lago, teams of federal employees went through and just boxed up everything they found in all the rooms that they used in the East Wing. And those got trucked down to Mar-a-Lago. Then a former president, like Trump, would start, you know, not every day, and I can't imagine Trump doing it even more than maybe a few hours a week, the former presidents will start going through those records. Because there are some records in there that they know don't belong to them. They belong back to the government. There are some records they want to keep. There may be some records they want to make copy of and turn the others back to the government. I mean, the president has an ultimate authority. But many people argue that there are classified documents that were a danger to the country and that he might have engaged in espionage. Now, think about that allegation. What that allegation means is that Donald Trump, I mean, this is just like Russia, Russia, Russia all over again. To engage in espionage, he would have to take classified information and turn it over to a foreign person, a foreign agent, a foreign agency, a foreign government, something or someone other than the United States, or even a U.S. citizen on behalf of a foreign agent. That is an incredible accusation to make against a president. But it's one we've heard before. We were told back during the 2015-2016 election that Donald Trump was a Russian agent, all of which was proven to be false. So did the FBI overstep in this particular case? Well, the FBI's foreign intelligence chief declared that, yeah, they probably did. Oops, I'm sorry, let me turn off.
Mother Earth. Steve, we know that so often these policies don't actually do anything. It is just about the optics. It's just about the symbolism of it. But talk to us about your column.
I'm so frustrated because, as you guys know, I work for Donald Trump, and we put together a great program of American energy independence. We cut taxes. We reduced regulations. We got tough with China. And I really believe that the economy would be absolutely booming right now if Trump were still president. I'm looking at a lot of these lead indicators on the economy where we are right now. Manufacturing.
I'm sorry, I've got the wrong clip. I apologize for that. I've got the wrong clip. But here's what this former intelligence chief said Friday. He said that the agency should not have criminalized the records and this records dispute between Trump and the National Archives, and that the FBI actually appears to have failed to meet the probable cause standard for the invasion of his residence down in Florida. He said on this same TV channel, "I think they're going to regret this. Ordinarily an ardent defender of my former agency, I have concerns, and I've had concerns for several days, that the Bureau did not exhaust other means to resolve the dispute over presidential alleged classified records that Trump kept. I do not believe that the FBI adequately considered the possibility that Trump had wide latitude to declassified records and to declare those records personal." He went on to say, "I will caveat all of this by saying, we can only see what we can see," referring to the probable cause affidavit. "But the first thing that jumped out to me is that the probable cause statement focuses on the nature of the documents and where they're located. I think that is a point that the dominant media fails to discuss. And here's why. Listen to what he said again. "But the first thing that jumped out to me is that this affidavit supporting the search warrant focuses on the nature of the documents and where they're located." Meaning, they only care that they're only worried about the fact that these documents are located at Mar-a-Lago, and some of them are classified as secret, top secret, top secret SCI, special access programs, whatever the, you know, the NDI, whatever the classification might be. And they're at a resort in Florida, and they're not in a skiff. A skiff is a special compartmentalized or special compartmented information facility. SCIF, skiff. It's a place where, well, I'll give you an example. The White House Situation Room is a skiff. So when I go to the White House Situation Room, I have to first check in with the naval people that run the skiff, the naval officers, the White House communications team. I have to check in there. I have to show my credentials. I have to be signed in for that meeting or tell them what meeting I'm there to attend. I have to leave my cell phone outside that room, and then I walk into this room that's in the basement under the West Wing, where it's got a long conference table, really nice chairs, and then when the president comes in, they shut the door, they seal that door, and nobody can hear what's going on. It's a secured, compartmented information facility. And we can talk about anything, and we can look at all these documents. And sometimes we have people on TV screens that are in other skiffs around the country, or sometimes even around the world, where we can talk to them about things that are top secret. It's fairly routine. But I want you to think about the White House Situation Room. It's a special room inside the White House, which is in and of itself secured, and in which other documents that are marked top secret can be taken to other rooms inside that building, and that the president can take those into his residence. So think about that, because I'm going to describe when we get back how Mar-a-Lago itself might be a break. Text the word Mike to 33103. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Única Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Única Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hey, it's time for the Iron Soldier Ride again. I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. The Iron Soldier Ride is Sunday, October 2nd. This tradition, started by Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, is proudly carried on by California Custom Trailers, Power Sports, and Marine on Twin View Boulevard in Redding. To be a sponsor of this fun event, call 530-275-7300. Riders, registration is in the store only. All motorcycles are welcome. $40 registration in advance. 45 day of, you get t-shirt guaranteed on the day of the event, plus scenic ride, swag, lunch, games, and prizes. Register in person today. Learn more about the registration or sponsorship at 530-275-7300. All proceeds provide holiday meals for military families and post 9/11 veterans in need, as well as care packages for our troops. Sign up today at California Custom, 1936 Twin View Boulevard. Call today, 530-275-7300.
Hey, welcome back to the Big Game with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. I'm describing a skiff because these classified documents, in fact, Goober number 1970 texted me this. Mike, have you noticed the news reports make an extra effort to say marked as classified, top secret, etc.? I think that's because the documents were probably declassified without remarking them. Now, that may not be the proper procedure, but nonetheless, that's something a president can do. He can look at a document. He can look at a document right here and say, you know what, this is marked top secret. I'm taking this with me. I'm declassifying this. Now, the staff is responsible at that point for following the procedure to do it. But that document may never get scratched through, which is simply a marking with an authority stamp that says no longer top secret. I've seen many of those documents. I've seen many that are top secret SCI, TSSCI. I've seen special access programs, and I've seen those that have used to be that were no longer. But think about the White House. The White House has controlled access. That's why a president can take these documents up to his bedroom and read them if he wants to. So the GSA, on January 20, 2021, actually days before that, has boxed up all the documents, everything they found in the bedrooms, in the sitting rooms, in the dining rooms where the president and Melania lived. They put those in boxes and they moved them to Mar-a-Lago. So I'm sure there were documents that got taken down there. But I want you to think about Mar-a-Lago like you would think about the White House. The Secret Service is still there. I can't just walk up to Mar-a-Lago and just go walking down hallways looking for, hey, where's Office 45? Where is it? I'm looking for it. Is it here? Where is it? No, I can't do that. It's really not much different than the White House. It's a former president's residence. If they wanted these documents, they could have issued a subpoena, and then they could have fought about it over court. This is simply another attempt, in my opinion, to just blast Donald Trump. Regardless of what you think about him, it's wrong. Hang tight. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Those taxpayer numbers next.
The lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon.
I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10-ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. Mike to 33103. I want to talk about fair shares for a minute. Who pays fair shares? Everybody's going to pay their fair share. Well, let's go back. Here we go.
Last year, like Chris Coons and Tom Carper and my distinguished congresswoman, we come from the land of corporate America. There are more corporations incorporated in America than every other state in America combined. And I still won 36 years in a row. The point is, even they understand they should pay just a fair share. Last year, 55 of the Fortune 500 companies earned $40 billion in profit and paid zero in federal taxes.
Ooh, and they boo. I wonder why they paid zero in income taxes. Does anybody know why they may have paid zero in income taxes? Hold that thought, or text me. Text me why you think. Text the word Mike to 33103. Why do you think those corporations that made $40 billion paid zero in federal income taxes?
Now look. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
That's why I proposed a 15% minimum tax rate for corporations.
He got it in this last bill. He gets it.
And that's why in the G7 and other meetings overseas we're able to put together, I was able to be somewhat helpful, 130 countries agree on a global minimum tax rate. So companies can't get out of paying their taxes at home by shipping jobs and factories overseas. It'll raise billions of dollars. And that's why I propose closing loopholes for the very wealthy who don't pay, who pay a lower tax rate than a teacher and a firefighter.
Think about that one for a minute, too. We'll come back to that.
So that's my plan, but we have to go in more detail later. We will grow the economy, lower the cost of families. So what are we waiting?
You know, I have to laugh because when you think about this, you know, we're going to grow the economy. We're going to lower the cost of families. This was from his speech back on Tuesday, March 1st. How's that working out for you? Paying less in gas, paying less in groceries, paying less in taxes? No, you're not. Because the plans that they put together have the opposite effect of what they wanted to do. When you tax a corporation, even if it's the minimum tax of 15%, when you tax that corporation, what does that company do? That company says, okay, our costs, taxes are part of their costs. Taxes are no different in one sense than their overhead, their rent, their utilities, their salaries, their benefits, the cost of the goods to, you know, whatever it takes to produce their widgets. All of those costs go into what you and I pay for that product or service. So what's the fair share? What is it when he says that, you know, corporations should be paying their fair share? What is that? Do you have a number in mind? Because I would truly like to know what people think the fair share is. Let me pull up this. I want to get this chart. Here we go. So the top 1% of taxpayers paid almost 26% average individual income tax rates. Now, this is rates. I'm not talking about dollar amounts or shares. I'm talking about their rate. That income tax rate of almost 26% in the top 1% of taxpayers is more than 7 times higher than taxpayers in the bottom 50% whose tax rate was an average 3.5%. Is that fair in terms of rates? So people are paying different rates based upon the amount of money they make. Now that's called a progressive income tax. Is a progressive income tax fair or not fair? I'm not going to say. I want you to think about it. They also report that the share of reported income earned by the top 1% of taxpayers fell to 20% from 20.9% in 2018. The top 1% share of federal individual income taxes paid fell to 38% from 40%. What does that mean? The top 1% of taxpayers paid 38% of all taxes. Well, wait a minute, is that fair? Should the top 1% be paying a different percentage of all taxes? Now, this is going to start, maybe some of you are in the top 1%, I don't know. But I bet a lot of you goobers are in the top 50%. The top 50% of all taxpayers paid 97% of all individual income taxes. The remaining bottom 50% paid that 3%. So think about taxpayers in two groups, the top 50% and the bottom 50%. The top 50% paid 97% of all individual income taxes, and the bottom percent paid only 3%. So the top 1% paid a greater share of individual income taxes than the bottom 90% combined. Is that fair? Is it? I renew my question, Your Honor. What is fair? I'll tell you what's fair. Fair for me is that there ought to be, obviously, for the poorest of the poor, they shouldn't be paying any income taxes. And I don't know what that is. I don't know what that dollar amount is. But I think that everyone should have skin in the game. Everyone who works at a job, I want them to get a paycheck at the end of their pay period, and I want them to see, even if it's $1, that they paid $1 to the federal government in income taxes. And I don't want them to get that dollar back, because I want them to have skin in the game. It's the same thing I said last weekend about, I wish we could get rid of April 15th as tax day. Instead, April 15th is the day that you get the letter that says, based just on your income, not on if there was a flat tax, not if there was any sort of, flat tax, but just a straight progressive income tax like we have today, that based on the amount that you earned, $38,000, $98,000, $180,000, you owe X. Because everybody would have a heart attack on April 15th. Everybody would start paying attention to what we pay the federal government in taxes. Now, you could still then file your tax return and claim your deductions, claim your expenses, file your Schedule C, file your Schedule K, whatever you might be filing, to reduce your tax burden, to reduce your tax liability, legally and lawfully. But I want you to see what you should owe. Because then we might be able to have a rational discussion about what is actually fair. When you ask a Bernie Sanders, or you ask an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, those who believe that we ought to expand the social welfare system in this country to be much like Europe, and you ask them what should be the fair share, the first thing they say is that, corporations should all have to pay something. Well, I just made that argument about people that are individuals. So if I'm going to be consistent, shouldn't I make the same argument about corporations that pay zero in tax dollars? Yeah, I would be. But I can still see them having a zero tax liability for one very simple reason. Those companies may have what are called loss carryforwards. They actually lost money the year before, but their loss exceeded what they would owe in taxes. So you carry that forward to the next year until you've used up that loss carry forward. Or, let's say that corporation owes $10 million in taxes based on the 15% minimum income tax. But instead, they took that $10 million and they invested it in capital improvements or capital expenses that they can write off in that year, because that makes that company more profitable, meaning that next year they'll pay even more taxes. This whole issue of we've got to get to the point where all goobers in this country have some skin in the game, and that all goobers recognize that what we pay every single year is not going to help us get out of this hole. We're in this hole that we're not going to get out of. How bad is it? With all the talk, with everything I've described about, you know, somebody, some illiterate goober, trying to be kind here, you offer them $38 billion versus $4 trillion. And they think to themselves, well, I don't know what $1 trillion is, but 38 sounds bigger than 4, so I think I'll take the $38 billion. That is such an economic ignorance of where the country is fiscally that when I describe to you what the debt is, and actually one of you goobers sent me a great one-pager about this. I'm going to use that one-pager because I think it's the easiest and quickest way to describe what this $1 trillion in debt is. You've probably seen the graphs or the little diagrams that are all over the interwebs of here's a guy standing next to, you know, $1 million stacked up. And then here's a guy standing next to that 10 million and 100 million, then a billion, and then a trillion. And the guy just keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller until when you get to $1 trillion, you can barely see that little guy that's standing over there in the corner. Well, that's one way to look at it. But there are other ways to look at it, too, that I think give it a different perspective. And the perspective that I'm about to give you in the next segment is a segment that ought to cause you to catch your breath and realize that when Jerome Powell says he's going to increase interest rates because we're spending so much money, you'll think to yourself, wait a minute. We're spending more money than what that goober Michael Brown just described, and we're going to spend even more money on top of that? We're bankrupt. When you cannot, now, people will tell me, they'll make the argument, well, the government can't go bankrupt. Well, that's not technically true. Some governments do go bankrupt. Maybe they don't go through a bankruptcy court, but they go bankrupt. They cease to exist, and revolutions ensue. But some governments, some municipal governments, can actually declare bankruptcy. New York's declared bankruptcy. But what does that mean? It means that your debts are beyond your capacity to pay. You don't have the assets or the income to pay the debts, and therefore you're bankrupt. That's how an individual goes bankrupt. You look at the totality of your assets, the totality of your income, and no matter what you do, you can't pay off those debts. So hang tight, because when we come back, I'm going to give you about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to give you 7 bullet points. And I want to thank one of the goobers that's, because this actually puts it in concise form for me. 7 bullet points when we get back to give you some perspective about where the country is fiscally. Text the word Mike to 33103. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text me 33103. Hang tight. Coming right back with these numbers.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Happy weekend, everyone. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to follow me on social media. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram by simply going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You can see all the social media icons. You can get the podcast there also. So there are various ways to look at what $1 trillion is and where we are in terms of the national debt. But one of you goobers sent me a one-pager that I thought sums it up better than most that I've seen over the past several months. So how much is $1 trillion? And how much is every single family's so-called fair share of the national debt? But first, what's a trillion dollars? Can you actually tell me what the definition of $1 trillion is? $1 trillion is 1,000,000 millions. 1,000,000 millions. Add up the zeros. Start counting the zeros. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. 15 zeros. 1 trillion times $1 million per day. 1,000,000 days. 1,000,000 days divided by 365.25, by 1,000,000 days divided by 365 days a year, 2,737.8 years, 2,740 years. So if you spent $1 million per day, $1 million a day, it would take about 2,740 years to spend just $1 trillion. To spend $1 trillion, which is a million millions, it would take you 2,740 years to spend that $1 trillion. If you started spending $1 million per day since Christ was born, you would still have over 700 years left to spend that $1 trillion. Now, what's our federal debt? The federal debt is now well over $30 trillion. $30 trillion. So it would take about 82,000 years at $1 million per day to pay back the current federal debt of $30 trillion. And that's if you just stopped everything right now. No more interest accrual, nothing else, just boom. The $30 trillion, which is the principal plus interest that is due today. Give or take, you know, obviously several, you know, maybe another $1 trillion or so based on what Biden's doing. This is why politicians of both parties, a pox on both of them, because every time they spend extra and add to the debt, it decreases the value of that fiat currency, that printed currency, or that fake, you know, silver quarter that's made out of something else that's in your pocket, or that penny that costs more than a penny to make. We're insane what we're doing. We're absolutely insane what we're doing right now. So think about the $30 trillion in debt. $30 trillion. Stopping today. No more spending. No more interest. We just stop today. It would take 82,000 years at $1 million a day to pay back the current federal debt, and that's not including interest. Now, what if we were to pay that off in 1 year? $90,000, $90,361 divided by 365 days is $247.56 per day per person, both adults and children. So for us to pay off our federal debt at $30 trillion, not including interest, in 1 year, just doing it in 1 year, a family of four would have to pay about $1,000 every single day on top of everything you're already paying for. Think about everything you pay for. Groceries, gas, your mortgage, your car payment, your medical bills, all the insurance. Your current federal taxes. Think about that. Your current federal taxes. Every man, woman, and child, $1,000 a day, plus everything else. That's why we're essentially bankrupt. And every time they spend more and more money, it gets worse and worse and worse. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. When we get back, some insanity from inside the White House press office. It's pretty funny. I'll be right back.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits.
If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.